Contagion, piloted by Spider-Ham Peter Porker. In my opening hand, I have High Stride, a Forest, Giant Growth, Sword of Vengeance, Forest, Hot Dog Cart, Forest. Know what? I'm gonna mulligan. Ooh, this is a very good, this is a very strong hand. I've got a Summon Fenrir, Overflowing Chalice, Starforged Sword, Forest, Three-Tree Mascot, and Forest. I'm gonna keep this hand. Meaning that I have to discard one of them. I think I'll discard one of my Forests. Sorry, no. You go to the, not the top of the library. Apologies, I'm not very good at using this playtester. Move to exile, I guess. Search exile. Move to bottom of library. Okay, sorted that out. So I've got my opening hand. I'll draw my first card. Oh, I got a Birds. I got a Birds of Paradise. I will play a Forest, tap it for one green mana to cast Birds of Paradise, which has flying and tap to one, add one mana of any color. As you can see, the ramp is already kicking in. Can't quite cast my commander yet, so I'll pass the turn. Drew a Hedron Archive. I will then play a Forest and tap two and a green for a Summon Fenrir, which enters with one counter on it. Let's see, search my library for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield, tap, then shuffle. I'll take this Forest. They tapped. Now I have three Forests. and I will untap and draw. I will pay two for an Arcane Signet. Then I will pay only three mana. Wait, let's see what I forgot. Let's see what this guy's second ability does. I'll just quickly trash the lore counters so I can read it. When you next cast a creature spell this turn, that creature enters with an additional +1/+1 counter on it. I mean, I guess I'll pay two after adding the counters back, of course. Lore counter, +1. I'll pay two for a 3-3 mascot. So I can transform colorless into mana now. Very fun. And he enters with a +1/+1 counter. Oh, fun! There's a transcript! I will pass the turn. Then I will save my Sword of Vengeance, which I just drew. I will pay 1, 2, 3, 4 for a Hedron Archive. Then I will attack with. I'll attack with Summon Fenrir. Oh, I forgot to activate his upkeep ability again. Draw a card if you control the creature with bit. I guess I do because I'm the only one playing. So that goes to graveyard and I draw a card. Well, fun! I have just enough mana to cast this Mana Geode, which means I get to scry. Peek at one card. Fucking green shell, I will keep it there. Okay, let us pass the turn, I guess. Okay, now I have a bunch of mana. So I'll spend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Fecund Green Shell, which has Reach. When you control 10 or more lands, creatures you control get +2/+2. Whenever Fecund Green Shell or another creature you control with toughness greater than its power enters, Look at the top card of your library. If it's a land card, you may put it onto the battlefield tapped. Otherwise, put it in your hand. So, perfect time to use the peak. Peak one card. That's a forest. So that goes to... I guess I have to put it to my hand first. And then I immediately play it out. And then I can tap four. I can tap two. To... What am I doing? Tap two for... Never mind, I guess. Tap two for nothing. Yes, okay. Tap a forest for a soul ring. Best commander staple ever. So far, the deck's running pretty slowly. But I'm sure it'll pick up. Then I'll pay Everflowing Chalice with multi-kicker one... 2, 3, 4, 5. So it enters with 5 charge counters on it. And now I can tap. Now I can tap it. Now I can tap it to add 5 colorless mana. Then I will tap with Feckin' Green Shell and 3-3 Mascot. And pass the turn. Ooh, very fun. 3 mana from Monolith. Just more ramp. Then I'll pay another 4 mana for Starforged Sword and Gift a Tapped Fish. I'll equip the Starforged Sword to Feckin' Green Shell, meaning it'll just deal more damage. I'll attack with Feckin' Green Shell and 3-3 Mascot and pass the turn. Ooh, very fun. I will pay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mana for a Gilded Lotus and pass the turn, which has tap to add 3 mana of any color. Play an Oak Hollow Village, which is just a nice little Bloom Borrow land, and pass. Now play a forest, pass. Play another forest, pass. Oh, perfect! Okay, perfect. For 6 mana, I will cast Planar Portal. So I will then tap for when I will then tap for 6 mana to tap Planar Portal to search my library for a Tosky Bearer of Secrets. Moving that to my hand, I think. Let me just untap this and check real quick. Yeah, hand. I will then play Toski for 4 mana, leaving me with only 2 mana left. So now I got a little indestructible boy. Then I'll attack with Feckin' Green Shell and 3-2 Mascot. Since no one else had any blockers, I will draw a card, and oh dear for them, that's an Ancient Adamantois. Essentially just a big old damage sponge with 20 health and Vigilance and Ward 3. Play a forest, tap for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to cast Ancient Adamantois. Very fun, very fun. Then I will play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to tap Planar Portal again to search my library for a... Bear with me here, it seems to be a little further down in the library. Not a Crater Hoof Behemoth, that's only temporary boost. Where are you? So for you who are listening, I'm looking for, oh there it is. Colossification. Where did it go? I need to repeat that. Colossification. I'll move that to hand. Now I have a decent amount of mana left over. Let's check my mana count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not enough to cast Cologne. Never mind, I have 10 mana left. So for 5, 6, 7, 8, I will cast Sword of Vengeance. Sorry, no. Colossification, targeting Trusty Bearer of Secrets. Tapping him. But now this is where it gets wild. I now have a 21-21 Indestructible. Who, when he deals damage to an opponent, I draw a card. In fact, when anyone deals damage to an opponent, I draw a card. So I'll untap, play another forest in. Tell me in whatever comments there are if I have doubled or missed any land drops I shouldn't have. I will take it on board. Play another forest. Draw a card for attacking with Toski and the others. Then pay 5 for a ring of 3 wishes, putting 3 wish counters on it. Now, this is essentially a planar portal, except it costs 1 less to cast and activate, but I can only activate it 3 times. Weesh. Create that counter, add 2. Then let's see. 1, 4, 5, then another 6. So 11 mana to activate both Ring of Wishes and Planar Portal. And search my library for any 2 cards. So I'll grab out. I'll bring out. Where is it? Searching through my library here. I'm searching for a Caged Sun. Move that to my hand. And a very fun one, Vorinx, Voice of Hunger. So I'll exit. Now, let's see how much mana I have left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Don't quite have 8, so I'll pay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Never mind, I do have 8, so I will pay 8 for Vorinclex, Voice of Hunger. This is a 7-6 trample with whenever you tap a land for mana, add 1 mana of that to your mana pool of any type that land produced. Whenever an opponent's untapped mana, that land doesn't untap during that untap step. I'll pass the turn. Okay, I will play a Caged Sun for 6 mana. So now all my dudes who are green get +1/+1, and all my lands produce 1 extra mana. And then I will pay 1. Also, I forgot to remove a wish counter. 1, 2, 3, 4. In fact, 1, 2 for 6 mana. Then another 4, 5. So I now have enough to activate both my Ring of Wishes, moving a wish counter and tapping it, and Planar Portal. So I search my library. So now I'm just searching my library for all the best cards. So can you see the vision? I'll search for Gaea's Cradle. Oh, I have to move that out of graveyard. What? Okay, and I will also bring out let's say Worldly Tutor. Oh wait, I forgot to get them. Let's just say I got them. Then I'll swing in for Toski with Toski for game. As you can see, that's quite an overpowered combo. Not sure if it's gonna win the Tolarian Community College competition, but you know, it's got a chance. An optimized deck, and that is Trophy Summoner.